Will China make the $36.5 billion in purchases by December 31st? According to Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney, that is one question that is asked a lot. In McKinney's words, it's looking tough.
The tear they've been on lately, the trajectory is right to meet that across a lot of commodities, but we're waning big time on purchases of energy. We think they could get there in a major way with the purchase of more ethanol and DDGs, but they've got to remove the CVD on our DDGs. To be honest, they can make it. They can make it, but time is waning. So we'll see how it goes out. But I'm not going to complain too loudly because purchases that are going on now are rolling into next year so that we can see a great deal of a head start on next year's purchases as part of phase one.
Shifting the focus beyond China, McKinney said there is one other country to be aware of when it comes to agricultural exports.
And it's India. I'll start by saying I take about 3 Valium every day when I'm going to be working all day with India. The patience is so necessary. They still believe they can do it all on their own and be self-sufficient, which is quite the contrary to the reality. Remember, we're at 7.5 billion on the planet going to 10. And a great deal of that is India and Africa. But I'm telling people, hang in there. For those that want to do business with India, you better stick a toe, an ankle, a knee into that water, because we think they can be a good partner in time.
McKinney spoke during the closing general session of the Virtual Ag Retailers Convention yesterday. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.